go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my nose, smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Hey, man. I seen a clip of the Milwaukee Bucks in the... kind of like in the hallway before they run out to the game and stuff like that. And they do like, and they're not the only team that does this. I've seen other squads do this before, but I think they've been recorded a little bit more than the others as of lately. And, you know, they do the whole little fake wrestling thing. And, you know, Giannis is involved. The Lopez brothers are involved. And it's just, you know, because you view athletes and entertainers as... like this, it's almost, some people view them as a level above humanity. Like, these niggas isn't human, right? But that's not what I really want to talk about. I want to talk about how fun they had. Like, these are grown as men. And again, they could be anywhere between mid 20s to early 30s, right? And I'm 40. And they are out here having a ball. A time of their life before they go play a game, which is their job, you know? Just imagine when they're in the locker room or in practice or even in the off season. They're just having fun. Had me thinking for a minute, because I know I did a show before about the list of things that men can't do. This is kind of like a spinoff of that. It's like a spinoff show. But I seen so much joy, like, in that. You know, especially when, like, I don't know if people break things down as much as I do. It's just inside my head I do this, and I'd be like, yo, they came from so many different walks of life to end up on this 12 to 15 man roster, raised different cultures, different experiences, they just lived a different life. I mean, they might have some similarities, but for the most part, they was raised in different households. All is just for this, you know, 30-second moment of fake wrestling. You know what I'm saying? That brings so much joy to their heart. Had me thinking, you know, and especially based off of the episode that I done before about, just about how men just want to have fun too, bro. Like, we just want to chill. You know, when you go online and... I know we blame online for everything. You know, nowadays it's easy to blame online for everything. Relationship advice, the way you should live your life in general, the job you're supposed to have, the car you're supposed to drive, how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to talk, how you're supposed to carry yourself, how you criticize people. All this shit is online now. There's so many goddamn coaches and social media influencers and shit like that, that, you know, for the weak-minded, for the lonely people, you know, this is what they subscribe to. Some people probably even pay for this type of shit. I just found out there's people on IG and Twitter charging regular, and I'm not mad at the hustle, by the way, but just letting you know the type of people that I'm talking about. There's people out here paying a monthly fee to be a part of a close friend circle on these Instagram and Twitter, you know, circles and shit. And it's like niggas just want to be loved. So I don't know what it is, but nah, man, it's going back to like the, like, just cool, chill, relaxed men. Like, we regular. We bleed just like everybody else do. We cry just like everybody else do. We may not cry at the same things all the time. We might not even cry at that same moment, in that moment, all the time. But niggas got feelings. You know what I'm saying? And why can't it just be that? You know, like you ever came across those videos where those feel good videos, even, and we know that probably more than half of them is staged. But what about the ones that's not staged? What about the real ones that were just caught on camera? Or even if it was recorded on purpose, but it was a real life moment. Like, what about those? You know, what about the ones where the brother or the dad comes back after serving the country for X amount of years, and he comes back and the son or the brother or the sister or the mom or the auntie or somebody like that doesn't know that they returned that day. And as soon as they turn around or walk into the room or, you know, something like that, it's just their whole life is just right there. Like a ball full of joy. And I get emotional about that. And it doesn't even have to be a reason why. Like, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a personal reason why. It doesn't have to be, you know, I can relate to that. No, I cannot relate to that. I can't relate to somebody going to the service and then coming back. No, I've never had to experience that. I did have an uncle that went, you know what I'm saying? But I can't say that I was really affected by him going to the service. You know, nobody that I knew that was in the service affected me in that type of way. Yet and still, I could understand those emotions. I guess it's just me having a certain love for people or understanding the emotional what's going on right now. And again, I get emotional. There's been some content on these social platforms that I've teared up to. You know what I mean? Because I'm not, and again, I'm not talking about the ones that staged. You know, I see those all the time. They're as corny as they come. When you have these actors and actresses that's putting these scenarios together and things like that. No, I like real reactions. I do. I like real reactions. I like the cat that's walking around giving people notes, telling them you matter. You know what I mean? Even if, you know what, I'll even accept the fact that even if he went up to them before he recorded and say, hey, I just want to record your reaction. I'm not asking you to be surprised, but I do want a real reaction once you read this. I just didn't want to record you and didn't have your consent. And I would like to post this. I can accept that because what he's offering them is still real. Hey, you don't know what I'm about to write, but I'm about to write this and I want to see your reaction. And hey, man, I'm telling you, you could walk down the street right now. And if you walk past about 10 different dudes, man, you know, maybe all of them. And if not all of them, I'm pretty sure majority of them. If you talk to them, they're going to let you know. If you give them a hug, they're going to let you know. I just seen a video recently that a dude wrote a check out to a cat that it was trying to get back to Portland. I know y'all probably seen that. I think he played for a semi-pro pro team. And yeah, he was trying to get back. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have the money. It was just a situation he got caught up in with his girl, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And dog, that wasn't no acting right there. I don't think that was any acting right there at all. The way, if that was acting, get that nigga a contract. He needs to get, yo, that nigga needs to be on some movies coming up or a TV show or some shit like that. Cause he was crying. He was emotional. You know what I mean? And again, I'm not here for the social media shit, but I love those type of actions. But the most important thing that I wanted to talk about is what was his reaction. He was emotional. I was on Twitter. Matter of fact, I'll look for the tweet so I don't word it the wrong way. But this is what niggas dealing with nowadays. Just on my timeline. She deleted it. She deleted the tweet. I wouldn't even be surprised if she deleted the tweet because they was on her bumper. But I just seen it says this tweet was deleted by the tweet author. Let me tell you what the tweet said. The tweet was like, I don't want to be mean or anything like that, but I don't believe men have feelings. I don't believe men get their feelings hurt. And I quote retweeted and said, at some point, you got to view us as humans. You know what I mean? There was a TikTok trend that happened some months ago where some cats was just running in the open field, frolicking. You know what I mean? And I did it. Black, what was that shit called? Black Boy Joy? You know, they already got some trendy, wordy shit that goes along with these trends and stuff. But why niggas just can't do shit? Why niggas gotta go out and do shit and then sock niggas in their mouths to justify it? You see what I'm saying? Like, go do you. Now, I ain't gonna lie. From my generation, we do criticize niggas that do certain things that was a part of certain communities. I'm not even talking about the main community of these days. We know how they take over. But I'm talking about niggas that painted their nails. We view that, I mean, mostly it was skateboarders or gothic people. You know what I'm saying? The niggas that wore black every day. And contacts and listen to Marilyn Manson and all that shit, that heavy metal, rah, rah, all that shit. I don't want to call it weird because everything ain't weird, but yeah, those was the type, you know what I'm saying? Then you fast forward decades later, you know, and then you have, what's ugly dude name? 6ix9ine. He had the rainbow colored hair with the rainbow colored nails, rainbow colored grills and stuff like that. Even then, I'm like, yo, do your thing. It's not my cup of tea, but it's like, do your thing. The heavy criticism is there, though. I mean, he got a lot of criticism off of GP because of his character in general. He just brought more awareness to him because of how he dressed and things like that. He did a lot of shit on purpose. But I'm talking about for the niggas that just did shit genuinely off of GP. Did you know niggas do go to the nail shop? I go to the nail shop with my wife. Do I get my nails done? Depending on what you consider getting done. One time, them niggas put clear polish on my toenails, and I didn't tell them to do that. My shit was shiny than a motherfucker. I put my socks on. This is not my thing. I don't like shiny toenails. But I do keep my feet in good shape. I do keep my toenails clipped and my fingernails. And the reason why I keep my fingernails clipped, it wasn't to keep them looking good or anything like that. Nigga, have you ever bent a fingernail? Have someone ever threw a pass to you, whether it was a football or a chest pass of a basketball? Or have you ever tried to block a fucking volleyball or a soccer ball and that motherfucker hit the tip of your fingernail? Nigga, that's pain, bro. So I always kept my fingernails, and I didn't like niggas who had long fingernails, especially niggas who I went swimming with. Niggas trying to dunk me in the water and you scratching up my back and shit. Now when I get back into the water, that chlorine fucking my back up. And then when I go take a shower, that shit sting like a motherfucker. Fuck alcohol and peroxide. Nigga, that hot water is tearing my motherfucking back up because yo ass got these fucking Freddy Krueger Wolverine nails on. Trying to wrestle and shit like, nigga, don't touch me. Stop, nigga. You can't pick me up. Move. You know what I mean? But no, I go to the nail shop. I just told my wife the other day, man, next time you go, I got to roll. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get my dogs worked on. Why we can't do that? I was told that alpha males don't do that. Man, I will beat the... Why? It ain't even the alpha males is quiet these days. The alpha male, they got them alpha males up out of here. After that, what's that nigga name? Dexter, whatever that nigga name is. What's his name? Dexter Jackson? Or Derek Jackson? Or whatever that nigga name was. You know the nigga. After that nigga went down, man, them, and it was a couple other niggas. It was a couple, like, he was for the women, though. We just found out that he wasn't living a life that he was supposed to be living. But the other niggas that he was arguing against, a couple of them niggas went down. Yeah, the world is not where you get to say just shit now. You know what I'm saying? It'll always be freedom of speech, but it'd never be free of consequences. So you got to be aware of what you say. Yeah, but I mean, the alpha male's been quiet. You know who been chomping? The women. And not, yeah, and look, I'm not like a lot of these bitter women out here. I'm not going to say all women, because all women ain't like that. I can't even give you a percentage. I'm not even going to say half of the women. I'm not even going to say most of the women, because that might not even be true. But there's a portion of women out here that them niggas is confused on what they want from a man. I just seen a video clip of a woman saying, yo, me and this dude went on like a quick little, you know, quick little date, nothing major or anything like that. Got a little something to eat, exchanged some words. Everything was Gucci. Everything was fine. I liked him. He liked me. And then the next day he paid for like a full spa package. She said that was a red flag. You motherfuckers is stupid, bro. Those type of women. Those type of women. Because now we can't do anything. But I'm glad the woman that posted that, I mean, the person that posted that was a woman. And she said, well, this is why niggas is like this in the first damn place. And you know what? She's right. And she's right. And she's not wrong. But again, in today's world, because I hate when women do this, I got to do it. I got to say the same thing. It's not all men that you're talking about. Not all men are damaged by the dumb shit women say and do. No, some of these niggas is just fuck niggas. Yeah, they stupid. No. These motherfuckers is retard. Oh, I can't say that word. I can't. You know what I mean, though. You know, I can't say that word. But not all men come from a scorn background or from a bad relationship and or marriage. Some of them do. I know some of them follow me and I follow them on different platforms. Some of them have been in a bad relationship that they was a part of. Some of them has been in a bad marriage, but they was a part of. Some of these niggas wasn't A plus the whole marriage or relationship. Nah, they wasn't. Cause you could tell. You could tell that they got the bitter end of the stick on how they act online. Niggas just sit up there online and hate women all day. So I can't sit up there and say, you know, it's a lot. No, it's a portion of men. But she is right, though. Some of the good men turned in to be some assholes because they confused. But women are confused. Some portion. It's a portion of women that are confused and don't know what they really want. They could talk a good game, but we all do that. I think humans in general do that. We talk a good game, but to back it up, shout out to Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. You wasting my time if you come up with goals or you come up with solutions and advice and you ain't put no foot forward. And that's a fact. That's a fact. But, I mean, some of these niggas are putting a right foot forward towards these women. And it's not being received well. Because we can't do nothing right. You see how confusing this shit is? You know, I can't do nothing right. My anniversary is coming up and... let's put it like this. Not next Monday, but the Monday after. The 17th is my 12th or 13th. I got to double check. 12th or the 13th. Anniversary of being married. I want to say it's 12. It's 12 and we've been together for 15. Been together for 15, been married for 12. Right? And we still figuring some shit out. 12, 15 years later, still figuring some shit out. But even then, as a nigga who has been married for 12 years, I've seen some come and go. I've seen some marriages that popped out of nowhere that has made it. I've seen some marriages that popped out of nowhere. And then out of nowhere, the motherfuckers pop back. You know what I mean? No judgment. I don't even care. Marriage ain't for everybody. That shit is hard. At the end of the day... My nigga, that's it, though. Like, we all trying to figure this shit out. But there's a portion of women that don't see that there's no answer to anything. They have an answer, but they just don't know what answer it is. They want niggas to do this, but they don't want them to do that. It is very confusing because one of the complaints is men are emotional enough. They don't open up enough. Well, historically, nigga, we've been told to just man up. From the time that we first scraped our knee, stop crying. Stop being a little bitch. Stop crying like a girl. That didn't hurt. You thinking about the wrong thing. If I shoot you, which one is going to hurt more? The gunshot or you scraping your knee? Don't ask me no stupid ass question like that, uncle. Get your stupid ass out of my face and move that gun before I call the police. You still on probation, stupid. Right? But that's what we've been told. Over the course of the years, with the help of Drake and his music, niggas are starting to open up more. And you come to find out, I seen a picture of Debo hugging DMX, Tiny, because I think today is his birthday, or, you know, whenever this come out, his birthday is around this episode that dropped. And it was, and the caption said that DMX, and he's known for this, and he's not the only, this is not the first time we've ever heard of somebody saying this about DMX, is that he will break out into these prayers, and these prayers would be so impactful that people just started crying. Jay-Z has said this. Numerous people have said this shit before. And they have a still picture of him, of DMX hugging Tiny, aka Debo. And they just embrace in the moment these niggas are emotional. In today's world, that's not even accepted. They're going to get called gay, weird, some shit like that. It's going to be some dumbass bar that's a part of that that portion group that I was telling you about, saying, I don't want my nigga to do this. And I think because of social media and the people that use social media and their upbringing and their experiences, is that they want to pick and choose niggas' emotions at a certain time. Remember, a lot of niggas died behind emotions that wasn't necessarily theirs, off of dates and other niggas not respecting the date. And then you fast forward. You expect this nigga, because he took you out, got you something to eat, things like that, walking on the right side of the street so he can get hit by the car first. 17,000 niggas walk up and call you all kind of names and things like that. And you want that nigga to fight every single one of them and beat every single one of them. Nobody ever took the time to flip it around and say, hey, man, if there's four women and they disrespect me, I haven't heard this. Has it happened? I'm pretty sure it has. And I'm pretty sure one of my listeners is going to dig deep into the archives, whether it's Twitter or TikTok, and say, hey, I found it. I found a video where a man got disrespected by another woman, and she went to go fight all of her and her friends because he told her to. Nah. No, 9 times out of 10, I can tell you, even if he a fuckboy nigga, he either gonna let them fight and walk away. That's a fuckboy move. But for the most part, he gonna grab the girl that he with, pull it to the side and say, that's okay. That's okay. Because first of all, I ain't gonna even lie to you. You cat call a dude, he not gonna take it as a disrespectful way. That's the double standards. He not gonna take it as being offended, or, you know what I mean, niggas who've been sexually harassed but never really not understood it. I've been sexually harassed before. I've been sexually assaulted before by women. But, nigga, ain't nobody gonna care about that. Nobody's gonna care about that. At all. You know what I mean? Unless it's on a professional level. I got cameras and shit to back it up. But no, nigga, she can flip that shit around and lie on me. Now I'm looking like Jonathan Majors. Am I lying? We can't do nothing no more around these women. Nothing. Nothing. And they talk about how dirty the water is in the dating pool. But let me tell you something. It might be dirty. You motherfuckers is dirty too. Everybody in that pool is dirty. It ain't two women you're going to come across with that got a clean record. They can hide that shit from you all you want. Nigga, the shit still happen. You just don't know about it. The world don't know about it. Some of these women know how to keep shit away from you. A lot of these men know how to do the same thing. But all y'all niggas is dirty. If I get in a pool, as dope as I am, when I get in that pool, I'm dirty. To a certain degree. And I'll let you know what I did. It might not be as crazy as you think it is, but I come with a little bit of baggage. Everybody do. But you got to allow niggas to get through that. You feel me? And you got to allow niggas to be them. Niggas can't play video games anymore. Niggas can't cook certain things anymore. Why? Because of what? Like, do y'all want us baking this cake or shipping dope off? Which one is it? It can't be. There's no in between. I guess if you put both of them together, it's an edible cake. You want me to be both a baker and a dope dealer? What is it? I refuse to sit up there and listen to it. All fun and games, okay. But there's some real life women out there that's trying to build a bear, nigga. He got to look like this. He got to be this height. He got to have this type of personality. My kids got to like him. My mama got to like him. My auntie who passed away 62 years ago got to approve of him. Man, I swear to God, when I say about the dating pool, this in this era, I joke around a lot. I would clean up because y'all out there dating the same as y'all getting in the same as dirty pool and then complaining about how dirty the pool is. But your dirty ass just got back in there. You just got back in that same pool and said it's dirty. Duh. But you comfortable. Like Dolomite said, some of you niggas get comfortable with a 9-to-5. And you do comfortable shit. Like date the same type of niggas. You date the same type of women. And then you complain about them online. And then you also group in the good people. A good woman comes along or whatever. And she say, hey, babe, just checking in to see where you at. You've been dating the wrong type of women so long, you think she being nosy. So now you going off, cutting your location off. You going crazy now. You haywire. Same thing for the women. You've been messing with fuck niggas your whole life. You know what I'm saying? This nigga pop up to your job with roses and shit like that. Nah, I don't want a nigga. That's red flags. He doing too much early. Man, y'all about to some of the dumbest. Y'all don't even know what red flags are. Like, who has the authority? Who has the authority and the right to say what red flags is and accept it? Is it the niggas who has dealt with the people with the most red flags? Because I feel like, excuse me, I feel like if you've dealt with like more than 3 or 4 people with multiple red flags, at some point, you become one of the red flags. Like you're a human red flag that you keep attracting niggas with multiple red flags. At this point, you are a red flag. Right? I can't go get my nails clipped and shaped. Like, what if I want to be a hand model? Is that gay too? And as far as I'm concerned, they said whatever you consider gay shouldn't be considered anything anymore. It should be considered normal. Or is that soft? Or is that not? Is that, you know, is that stripping away my masculinity because I still like watching cartoons? Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, this is why I love my wife. But if my wife didn't allow me to watch cartoons, play video games, collect action figures, play Nerf gun wars in my house, collect basketball shoes. If she was against all of that, I promise you niggas would never have heard of her. Never. 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 And I understood that early on because I was, you know what? It came from a selfish place in my life, because I never really had much. My mom provided what we needed. Okay, we didn't get everything, but we got what we needed. So I don't want to say that. And shout out to moms. But now that I'm old enough to get those things myself, I put great. It's a great value on them. I take care of them. I protect it. And things like that. And I like it. I tap into my childhood hobbies because it's therapeutic for me. But if you're going to sit up there and try to blast me. And try to blast me for. Because I got Optimus Prime in my room. On my dresser. Damn. Let me drink some water. Shit. Then we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem because, look, here's the thing. With men, with most men, most good men, let me make that field a little bit shorter. We're going to allow you. I take that back. That's the wrong word. Just in case the feminists are listening. we are, damn, how can I put this so it doesn't make it seem like we're letting you do something? We love that you have a passion for something and we support it. So whatever it might be, I don't, you know, when it comes to women hobbies, it's across the board. You know what I mean? Women also play video games, collect action figures and shit like that. But I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about some of the feminine stuff that they like to do. We support it. Without questioning it. I think the only time we question shit is when you are around a person who has red flags. When you have that one friend that's a little bit too wild, or the ones we say don't trust them. The same ones that you say on the flip side for us not to trust certain cats, we say the same thing. But we don't allow you to stop being you. Hell, to a certain degree, we know we get into bad marriages marrying women who were spoiled in their previous life, whether it was, you know, coming from a spoiled family, a family that was spoiling them, or from another relationship. Right? We will still marry because it's all about the love. So, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to make a quick episode about, yo, just let us do shit, bro. Like, niggas will laugh at me. Till this day, niggas will laugh at me what type of drinks I like to drink. I don't like hardcore alcohol. You know what I mean? Not taking nothing away from anybody else, but that shit is stupid. That shit nasty. Outside of you being an alcoholic, nigga, alcohol is nasty. Yeah, you got to keep drinking that shit for it to just taste like water. And drink some water, because your pH is off. If you drinking Hennessy every other night, my nigga, that's not... Your pee stink. You stink, bro. But when I sit up here and say, hey, man, let me get a Cran and vodka. You know what I mean? Anything that has a little sugar to it. Let me get a fruity drink. That's me. Because, nigga, I don't like the taste of alcohol. That shit's stupid. I drink wine. I drink a lot of wine. Shout out to the Prosecco Rose. Prosecco Rose is just more tolerable than any other dark liquor or even light liquor for that case. Just let me be. I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Give me my Prosecco Rose. Give me my laced gummies and I'm good. Let me live. Because I'm going to tell you why. I see niggas project their expectations off of me. I used to hate that, bro. I never knew if niggas understood that. Or even if they cared. But niggas would love for me to be in a club or the lounge with them. And they be trying to get me majorly drunk. I don't know if they was trying to amplify my character. Or they just wanted me to be on the same level as them. But I'm like, nigga, no. I don't need that much alcohol to be cool. And I seen the results. You niggas is passing out, going to sleep, and then waking up and throwing up on yourselves. Why would I want to do that? Why? Nigga, I want to sip a couple, get a buzz, and then that's it. These niggas is, oh, nigga, I'm about to drink the whole bottle. Well, drink the whole bottle, nigga. Your liver about to shut down. Okay? Your check engine light is on your liver right now, my nigga. I don't understand. And it's not against people that drink alcohol like that. I'm not one of those niggas. I'm not, oh, y'all drinking alcohol. Y'all stupid. Nah, not that. Not that. Nah, nigga, I think you should have a drink every now and then, you know, and niggas drink wine. Hey, quote unquote, they said if you drink that red wine, it's healthy for the heart. I don't know how true that is, but I've been hearing that my whole life. You know, and I don't drink much red wines, but there's some that I like. The motherfuckers is kind of dry, though. Oh, the aftertaste is nasty. I drink a lot of Prosecco, though, you know. But, yeah, you niggas want to drink, and then pass out. Like, I used to hear some of the dumb, I'm about to get out, get faded. Yeah, you're going to fall asleep. You're not about to talk to no women. None. I know, because I carried a lot of you niggas home. I had to throw a lot of you niggas on the couch. Women, too. Y'all not excluded from this. Y'all dumbasses was passing out and throwing up outside of my car. Didn't really make it all the way. Got a little drips inside my car. You know what I'm saying? About 30% of it was on the side of my door. You know what I'm saying? And the other 60% was on the floor, on the ground, on the concrete. I remember I was there. It's all documented. But at least I allowed y'all to be yourselves. But don't try to turn me into y'all. Nigga, I'm good over here. Nigga, I'm 40 years old, raising my family. We out here trying to have fun and I make merch. That's it, bro. You're not gonna try to turn me into anything else. No. That's why a nigga say no now. The power of no. You know what I'm saying? But I want people to understand that, nigga, it's okay to say no to the people that you love. Yeah, because here's the thing. People that really actually love you and fuck with you on the heavy side, they still going to challenge you. They still going to ask you for certain things, and you're just going to have to let them niggas down. That's where I'm at, okay? I'm beyond no. And this is not coming from anything personal, but you got to set the standards. I'm beyond saying no. Nigga, don't explain anything. Like, don't even ask me for anything. Just nah. You know what I'm saying? We all smart enough. I've been around people that still fuck with other people that they talk about. And I'm like, how does that even work? Like, you don't even get along with your sister like that. And y'all kind of know that. But y'all fake fuck with each other because of the title or the group that y'all are a part of. How does that happen? It's hard for me to do that. I'm going to tell you like this. Whoever's listening to this episode, if you really want to know if I fuck with you or not, you can tell by the conversation. If I cut it close, if I'm not saying much, that means the times is up. If I'm doing a podcast with you and I feel like the podcast is too long, it's going to be quick answers and I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going in because if it's a popping episode, I will interrupt you. I know that's not great podcast etiquette, but if we was in person, if the conversation is fire, there's no such thing as interrupting. It's just going back and forth. And sometimes it's just the flow of it. But in a podcast, we most likely not in the same room. And you don't really know that you're about to step on somebody else's toes like that or interrupt somebody. You're just trying to engage into the conversation because of what somebody else said sparked your idea. And you're trying to get that off before you forget. Right? But I'm going to tell you like this. If the episode is going too long, you're not going to hear it too. Yep. On to the next one. What are we talking about? The fuck are we talking about this long? You're not going to get nothing else. I have other things to do. Even if I didn't have other things to do, I still have other things to do. But if you want to know if I really fuck with you, you can tell by the conversation. I'm not going to be disrespectful. If I get disrespectful, that means you really must have. I don't know. Because I'm passive, but petty as well. You know what I mean? I never want to disrespect somebody because you never know when somebody's going through something and they need you to listen. But goddamn, don't take advantage of my ear. Don't take advantage of my character. My nigga, it's time to go. It's time to shut this bitch down. Okay? I do like small talk. Well, what kind of small talk I like? Something that's going to get me through the day. You know, all that, hey, man, I'm just, you know, out here chilling and shit like that, man. Ain't nothing really going on and shit. Just seeing what you was. Nah, nigga, if you got an idea, just say that. Because I don't even know how to respond to that anymore. Say it, my nigga. You know what I mean? And stand on your word, too. And if you can't stand on your word from whatever you promised before, tell me that you can't stand on it. And tell me the reason why. And then we can get past that. Cool. All right, cool. Don't tell me one thing and then weeks go by and they want to pick it back up or, oh man, I forgot about, nah, I ain't trying to hear all that shit. And don't be on my phone talking about, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It's over here. It's hot to the motherfucker chilling and shit. Da, da, da. Unless we ain't talked to each other in a long time, nigga ain't nothing to talk about, bro. And I literally always have something to do. And it's not something that I want to hang my hat on because I wish I didn't always have something to do. Although I do like to say I like to keep myself busy so I don't get too bored to do some stupid shit. But my mindset ain't even on that. So it's more like thinking what? At the end of the day, you got to allow people to be themselves. And on the other side of that, you people got to stop asking niggas for shit. You got to stop criticizing. You criticize everybody for everything, my nigga. And y'all get that from talking about celebrities every day and shit. Like them motherfucking, as much as, look, we probably got some dope. We got some dope celebrities, past and present, and most likely in the future. And we got some dumbass celebrities, past, present, and, you know, unfortunately in the future. But them niggas don't care about y'all. And then there's something, I ain't gonna say that. They do, because everyday business is out there. These niggas can't go nowhere without, the paparazzi is there for one reason, one reason only. Outside of getting paid, them niggas is bothering them to get a reaction to feed to you, because y'all stupid motherfuckers want to know what these niggas is doing every day, every minute of the hour. And then that seeped into a regular pedestrian's life, and now it's like that everywhere. Do we contribute? Yeah, because every time you post something on Twitter, IG, Facebook, Snapchat, shout out to Spill. Yo, Spill, I'm going to tell you this, Spill. I'm shouting y'all out early in the game. I need some love, okay? If y'all do any type of verification, I need that off GP, because the same week that I signed up for Spill and the same week that shit taking off, was it July 3rd, the day before the 4th of July, my nigga? Hey, check this out, Spill. I need my blue check just off of GP. I'm giving y'all major love. But yeah, we post stuff on Spill. We post everything on all these other social media platforms, and we got to comment. We got to say something about it. The Shade Room. You know what I'm saying? Like, No Jumper. Like, all these social platforms, Twitter, YouTube, things like that. And again, I know in rebuttal, y'all going to say what? But they putting it out there. So they put it out there in the public. I can publicly respond to it. You can, you could, and you don't have to. You don't have to share your opinion to everybody all the time. There's a lot of things that I just let that shit just pass by. I don't make a comment on everything. Or even if I do make a comment on something, I don't even go that deep into the question or getting even personal, because these are celebrities that y'all niggas don't know about. And if y'all don't know about these motherfucking celebrities, y'all definitely don't know about this person that stay somewhere in another state that y'all never seen again in y'all lives, unless you follow them. Y'all don't think that's weird? Y'all don't think that's weird that y'all telling people to be a certain way and y'all never met them before? And again, all that shit is entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Because some athletes and some entertainers have said, well, I respond to certain things that other people put out. And that's if you're not a part of it. Well, I ain't gonna say that. But it's some cats out here working for themselves that are celebrities that find their way of, or have found their way to the internet to share everything about somebody else. And to a certain degree, yes. I mean, it's cool to have that, you know, but to live off of that, that's nasty. That's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, now in today's world ain't shit, but it's just a big ass gossip platform. That's all it is. It's just gossip, death, drama, money, fake lives. That's the shit that drives social media. And it's like that. So, look, man, let niggas be who they want to be. You know, if it's not harming you or anything like that, if it hurts your ego, that's, come on, dog. Come on, man. Come on. We just seen a 14-year-old kid who had to defend his mom with her gun, killed a man because he was socking his mom. It went his haymakers. And everybody in the world has something to say about that. Everybody. If there was no social media, I wouldn't have never heard of that story. Unless I went to Chicago, talked to some people from Chicago that may have stayed in that side of town. But it was such a big story, it could have been all over Chicago. That's nasty, bro. We sit up there and comment about everything. The nigga had to do what he had to do at the end of the day. The nigga did what he had to do at the end of the day. So, I don't know, man. I'm gonna continue to be myself. You work on being who you want to be. It's better. Just knowing, look, the hate gonna come. Nigga, everybody in the world not gonna listen to my episode. Even if they did listen to my episode, more than half would probably don't even care, right? But understand this, go do you, because regardless if you do something or not, somebody's still gonna hate on you. That's a given. I've seen that. Front row. You still gonna get hated on. If you don't do anything, they're gonna call you a loser. If you trying, they're gonna call you a tryhard. The motherfuckers is weird, man. Hey, man. And then some of them turning from haters to friends or fans. You know what I'm saying? We all did it. Majority of Kobe Bryant fans did not like that nigga in the beginning. That's a fact. That's a fact. We didn't know where he came from. He wasn't proven. It wasn't real authentic hate. It was just, who is this kid? Right? Y'all be safe, man. Y'all be safe. Stay to your own. Stick to your own. Love who you need to love. Do what you need to do for your mentals. Don't worry. Look, even when it comes to family members. Those are the first ones you need to put in line. Because coworkers, friends, associates, people like that, listeners, those are the easy ones to check, because you don't have to see them niggas. You don't have to talk to them niggas ever. You know what I'm saying? But your family, some way, somehow, will always be there. And you may not even see them niggas more than like once or twice a year, depending on the relationship or whatever. But there's a fact that they will always be connected to you in some way. So check the niggas out the gate. Like, nah, nigga, this is not the same, you know, Ray Ray that you used to know. Nigga, my name is Ray. It's not Ray Ray no more. If that's how you feel. If you feel like, nah, nigga, this is it. Don't call me by that no more. You got to stand on that. If it bothers you, tell niggas that, you know, they need to change that shit. But, you know, it starts with you, man. Niggas ain't gonna respect you until you start respecting yourself. What's that, man? Oh, man, what a day. What a day.